And this news update is being brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. As well as Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. They're a member, FDIC. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. Before Judge Ferris in Huron County District Court on Monday, May 18th, Justin Terrence Kennedy was arraigned on charges of operating while intoxicated, a misdemeanor, and refusing a preliminary breath test, a civil infraction. His attorney entered a not guilty plea for arraignment purposes. Kennedy is retaining his own counsel for the duration of his case, and he faces potential penalties, including up to 93 days in jail and a fine for the OWI charge and a $200 fine for the PBT refusal. Bond will continue at $3,500 with 10% posted. Conditions include a prohibition on alcohol and controlled substances, mandatory random drug and alcohol testing through pretrial services, and a ban from Eastside Tire's premises. Kennedy is scheduled to enter rehabilitation this past Monday, and prosecution must provide a plea offer and discovery by June 6th, and a plea cutoff hearing has been set for July 2nd at 9:30 a.m., which is the final date for plea agreements or motions. And after speaking with the police department on Wednesday, the Bad Axe police are investigating a two-vehicle injury crash that happened a Monday afternoon on North Van Dyke Road near Hartzell Road in Huron County near the Walmart and Big Boy. Police say a 23-year-old Ubley woman was pulling out of a private driveway around 3:10 p.m. when her vehicle entered the path of a southbound pickup driven by a 20-year-old Elkton man. Authorities say the truck driver was unable to avoid the collision. The Ubley woman was taken to Schur Hospital by Central Huron Ambulance with non-life-threatening injuries. The pickup truck driver was also treated for minor injuries and transported to the McLaren Thumb Hospital. Investigators say the driver of the car was cited for failing to yield. Multiple agencies assisted at scene, including the Bad Axe Fire Department, Huron County Sheriff's Office, and Central Huron Ambulance. And a new push in Michigan legislature is reigniting debate over physician-assisted suicide. A package of bills introduced by Democratic lawmakers would allow mentally competent adults with terminal illnesses to request life-ending medication under specific medical guidelines. Supporters described the proposal as a death with dignity measure aimed at giving patients more control over end-of-life decisions and reducing suffering. The legislation is drawing strong opposition from groups, including the Right to Life of Michigan, which argues the bills could put vulnerable patients at risk and change the role of healthcare providers. Critics also point to opposition from organizations such as the American Medical Association and the Michigan State Medical Society. Michigan has debated this issue before. In 1998, the state made assisted suicide a felony following years of controversy surrounding assisted suicide advocate Jack Kevorkian. Voters later rejected efforts to legalize the practice statewide. The newly introduced bills now set the stage for another contentious fight in Lansing over end-of-life care and patients' rights. And we'll be back right after these words from our sponsors.
Summer is coming fast, and that means open doors, full porches, and homes that feel alive again. At Ashley and Bad Axe, we love being part of that, helping our neighbors get ready for the season ahead. The Memorial Day sale is happening now, and you can save up to 25% off store-wide. Whether you're hosting the whole family or just making your space feel a little more like you, Ashley has what you need. Dining tables big enough for every gathering, sectionals built for movie nights and rainy day lounging, theater chairs with heat and massage to soothe those achy muscles after a long day outside, and mattresses that help you recharge for the next adventure. Plus, our patio furniture is back in stock, but only while supplies last. Outdoor love seats, tables, dining sets, chairs, fire pits, everything you need to make summer happen right at home. With 1 year and 5 year no interest financing available, it's the perfect time to refresh your space. Shop now at Ashley and Bad Axe, your hometown furniture store, helping you get ready for a summer full of memories.
This is Tarna Whiskey from Ashley and Bad Axe. From bunk beds to lift chairs and adjustable bases, we have something for every stage of life. Shop Ashley and Bad Axe today.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
This is R.C. Wise, branch manager from Bayport State Bank's Bad Axe location. Bayport State Bank has partnered with the American Cancer Society to raise funds for Relay for Life by hosting a barbecue at our Bad Axe office Thursday, May 21st, starting at 10 a.m. until sold out. So many families in our community have been touched by cancer, and Relay for Life helps support programs that make a difference for people right here in our thumb area. We hope one day there is a cure for cancer, but until then, we'll keep doing our part to help. Please join us Thursday, May 21st for a hot dog and brat fundraiser at the Bad Axe office of Bayport State Bank from 10 a.m. until sold out. 100% of the proceeds will be donated to the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life. We'll have hot dogs, brats, chips, pop, and water. You can also call 989-269-3195 for delivery within 4 miles of Bad Axe with a minimum $15 order. Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC.
And we're back with more news. The Colorado Supreme Court issued a major legal directive ordering Children's Hospital Colorado to resume specific medical treatments for transgender minors. The hospital system had previously suspended these specialized therapies in January, following internal policy reviews and compliance assessments. The state's highest court determined that the administration suspension violated active regulatory frameworks governing pediatric healthcare access. Legal analysts note the ruling establishes a significant precedent for how hospitals board navigate specialized care programs under state laws. Federal prosecutors in the U.S. have officially indicted former Cuban leader Raul Castro on charges of conspiracy to kill American nationals. The legal filings specify that the actions are tied to the fatal 1996 downing of civilian planes operated by a humanitarian group. Cuba's diplomatic delegation as the U.N. strongly condemned the legal moves, characterizing them as politically motivated interventions. The escalation has driven diplomatic relations between Havana and Washington to their lowest point in several years. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. They're a member FDIC. And by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.
It's Doorbuster Week at Ashley and Bad Axe, May 18th through May 25th only, and these deals will not wait. Right now, get Doorbuster recliners for just $249 while supplies last. And don't miss the Doorbuster sofa and love seat set, both pieces for only $778. These are limited quantity, first come, first served deals, and when they're gone, they're gone. Plus, the Memorial Day sale is happening now with up to 25% off store-wide on the furniture you want for every room of your home. Living rooms, bedrooms, dining, and more, all priced to move during one of the biggest savings events of the year. And to make it even easier, Ashley and Bad Axe is offering 1 year and 5 year no interest financing to qualified buyers. But remember, the doorbusters end May 25th, and these quantities will not last. Hurry in and take advantage of the savings happening right now. The Memorial Day sale and Doorbuster Week only at Ashley and Bad Axe. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
This is warehouse manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast professional setup and delivery to the thumb area and beyond. Visit us at Ashley and Bad Axe.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And that has been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.